So this is the King's Arms, famous Oxford pub. Look at these rugby posters celebrating us defeating England. Did I even watch that match? One of the very few I watched. And photos of old rowing crews or cricket teams and so forth. It goes on, so it's very old world. Loads of black and white photos. They used to have photos of the Myrmidons in various clubs, like the Bullingdon Club, you know, the one that Boris Johnson, George Osborne and David Cameron are notoriously in. I don't know, this garden is probably part of Oriel. So, yeah, little cafe as part of it. Phoenix Senior Common Room, okay. Don't know, one of the posh boys clubs. I don't even know what the Phoenix Common Room is about. Okay, so some sort of all-male society. Things which is very much disapproved of, seen as elitist, because they're wearing white tie. Now, all these boys do is they socialise, but because they're posh and they dress up to do it, that's seen as bad. If they're working class, that'd be all right. I mean, I don't want to be part of an all-male society, but some people do. Some people don't want to be a mixed society. What happened to freedom of association? And then, where they're serving meals here, you see? So that is the famous King's Arms. Been going for 400 years. Books to borrow in there, okay? So very family-friendly, children welcome. I don't know if dogs are coming inside. I first come in 1997, so open in the morning. So very spacious, open plan. Old style furniture, unpretentious. Rather worn in places, as you can see. Yeah. So coming on to, is it Parks Road here? And a bit of the New Bodleian Library, or the, as we're now, since 2016, we call it the Western Library. They began building in 1937, they finished in 1945. So there is the King's Arms, a Young's pub. You see, Young's is in the brewery, established 1831. So they can only buy beer from Young's or other products from Young's. In return, Young's, they provide all the furniture for free. And these outside benches have been there for ages. I remember when the city council, didn't they briefly ban drinking alcohol even here? I think they reversed that one. So it's on the corner of Parkswell and Parks Road and Holywell Street. You see over here is Holywell Street. So this is approach to King's Arms. It's always busy and not even particularly expensive. So it's not your uber cool wine bar. So it's surprisingly down to earth and old school. But fortunately, it looks to me like they've taken down a lot of those photos of the Bullingdon, which was a sort of an upper class boys drinking society, and that, which all sort of hair raising tales were told. You may have seen the Riot Club, which is loosely based on the Bullingdon, but somebody ends up killing someone else in the Riot Club, which is not true. All these tales about people in the Bullingdon chanting bulla bulla bulla, spitting champagne over homeless people. Don't think that's quite true. Okay, so that is the King's Arms pub. So go back across the street, give you a wider angle of it. I'm always aware that I change angle too much when I watch these things back. You need to see what you're looking at, absorb that for a few seconds before I change angle slowly. So I wonder what's in all the upper floors, and maybe there's actually accommodation of Wadham College, which is the adjacent one. Okay, so there we are, the King's Arms. Look at that, the tuck shop. That's an old world name for like confectionery. Right, that's enough. I should switch it off now. Toodaloo.